You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, first thing tomorrow morning is obviously the dawn service, which is held outside the museum in the Court of Honour in front of the Cenotaph. And that is obviously a formal ceremony. The Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will be laying a wreath on behalf of New Zealanders, and the Mayor Phil Gough will be present. And directly after the dawn service, the museum will be open from 6:45 a.m. And we have a full program of events. We have choir performances, we have poetry reading, and lots of people to do. And we're free for everybody tomorrow. So it's definitely worth coming in if you're making it out to the dawn service.
How many people are you expecting for the dawn service? And for those people looking at arriving, you know, what time in particular should they be looking at turning up?
We're expecting about 15 to 20,000 people tomorrow. That's about average for the numbers that we've been getting over the last few years. So obviously that's quite a few people coming to a small place. So we do suggest people get here early and plan ahead and take public transport. Trains are running. If you head to Auckland Council's website, there's some really good tips on getting a park and catching the train there. So I'd recommend people do that.
This might be a little bit of an odd question, but with this year being the last year of the World War 100-year anniversary celebrations, have you seen a rise in popularity of people attending these sort of events?
I think the centenary period has been really significant in helping to highlight how important World War One was to New Zealand at that time. It affected a huge amount of New Zealanders. About 10% of New Zealanders actually went to the war at that time. It was a large proportion of our population, and we lost 18,000 lives. So I think it's been really good in focusing people's attention to that and renewing interest in it. Obviously, it's been 100 years, so it's quite significant. But yeah, it is the last year of the centenary period, so next year we sort of, well, actually in October, we commemorate Armistice Day at the very end, celebrating the end of World War One 100 years ago.
So an interesting feature about tomorrow's activities, I understand, is that people are going to be able to talk and work with staff members of the Auckland Museum to sort of look at their family histories related to World War One. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So we have a gallery called Po Momahara. It's a war memorial gallery that is basically the physical space for Online Cenotaph, which is the digital memorial of all those who served for New Zealand. And our staff will be in there all day helping people research their family members. And it's an amazing database that collects information from the World War One and Two nominal rolls. And what's great about it is people can add their own information. So you can bring in photos of family members, you can bring in medals, and they can all be digitized and added to the database, making it a really wonderful resource. You can also lay digital copies on there, and it's really wonderful. We'll also have our roadshow unit, which is our mobile unit that goes around the country, and that'll be parked outside. So you don't even have to come in, you can rock in there, and the staff are really well trained, and they can help you digitize any objects or just help you sit down and see if your family member is listed and help fill in any gaps of information and add to that resource.
What kind of responses do you get from people when they get the opportunity to look back on their parents or grandparents or whoever it might be and sort of understand a bit more of their life experiences?
People really love it, and people have been making connections in really unexpected ways. We've had people contributing to Online Cenotaph from all over the world, and we've actually had people submitting photographs of, you know, for example, there was a soldier in Egypt who'd inscribed their initials, and that photo was uploaded to Online Cenotaph, and the soldier's family were able to see that and make that connection to him and feel, you know, sort of a connection that he was there and he left his mark on this rock in Egypt, that a total stranger had added that photo. So there's some really lovely things like that happening globally. But over 80,000 people have used Online Cenotaph, so it's pretty massive, and it's definitely worth looking into and contributing to.
Finally, I just wanted to ask, for those people who aren't in Auckland, who maybe aren't even in New Zealand, but want to experience the dawn ceremony, how's the best way for them to get involved?
Well, what we're doing, which is really, really cool, we did this last year with huge success, is that we're actually going to be live streaming all of the events and activities through our Facebook page. So that's our Auckland Museum page. And we will be broadcasting live from the sanctuary, where there'll be choir performances, there'll be our annual poetry reading, and we'll also be visiting our galleries and talking to some of our staff members to find out more about Anzac Day and talking to some of the people in the museum, just regular people who are coming along and finding out what Anzac Day means to them. And we'll also be broadcasting the civic service, which is the ceremony that happens at 11 a.m. on the Court of Honour as well. So if you can't make it down, definitely tune on in on Facebook. It's worth a watch. It's a really important part of our history, and yeah, I hope people get involved.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.